Stock, this is dictating on Donald Kramer. That's KRAMER. Kramer. Kramer Donald. DONALD. Date of birth. Donald is DON. D as in David. Date of birth is 12/3/1939. Date of visit. 10/10/23. Please make copy for Patricia Fredette, MD. Fredette is Fredette. F as in Frank. Fredette, MD. Okay, dear Patricia, thank you for sending Donald Kramer for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is President Dillon. This is an 83-year-old male who, has a history for shortness of breath over the past 6 months, was recently evaluated for anemia and found to have a hemoglobin under 10. And was started on iron, I'm sorry, oral iron and B12. The patient has a prior history of hypertension and history for pulmonary emboli, for which he has been on Xarelto and apparently has no signs of any active bleeding. He did undergo a cardiac evaluation recently and was found to have any acute coronary artery disease and was later placed on a Advair inhaler, which has not benefited him much, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hepatitis in the 1970s, history of hyperlipidemia, and history of pulmonary emboli. He has had kidney stones and a history for DVT of the left lower extremity and has been on anticoagulation since 2017. Also has hiatal hernia and previous lumbar laminectomy at L5. And has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and prostatic hypertrophy. Next, habits of patient, never smoked. I'm sorry, the patient smoked half a pack per day for 5 years and then quit. No significant alcohol intake. He worked in research. Next, family history. Father died of prostate cancer. Mother died of brain cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, lisinopril, 10 milligrams a day, Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily. And recently on oral iron. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue and denies weight loss. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, rectal bleeding or diarrhea. No black stool. No chest or jaw pain or palpitation, but has leg edema. He has no depression or anxiety. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And he has easy bruising and joint pains. Denies headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities. no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly, obese white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's mild pallor, no cyanosis, icterus, mild peripheral edema. His blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 52, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 224, saturation 96. Can you please add in the history section allergies to penicillin? Okay, next paragraph, continuing physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Head norms, phallic, pupils, reactive, sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased pulses. There's no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Chronic dyspnea. And number 2 is anemia of chronic disease. Number 3, hypertension. And next, let's see, number 4 is history of pulmonary emboli on anticoagulation. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a chest CT to rule out any lung nodules and also get a complete pulmonary function study. He will need to go for a GI evaluation. And was advised to repeat his CBC and a coagulation profile and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This doctor, this is a copy for Patricia Fredett, MD, FREDT. I'm sorry, FREDETTE, Fredette, M.D., Patricia Fredette, M.D. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.